what's going on, what's happening in Africa. This is Jackson Vunganyi right here in Washington, D.C.
And I'm Nadia Sami. Thanks for joining us. We love to have you on board. This is Upfront on the Voice of America. Hot, hot.
Upfront is a show that explores issues
that affect your daily lives. Don't move that dial. Get your snacks, get your cup of tea or your cup of coffee. Put your feet up. This is Upfront. cheers. Clink, clink. We engage you, the listener, and interact on a different topic each week. We've got loads of good tunes, lovely music, and lots of analysis to keep you going.
And interviews from experts or you young people telling us what you think about our daily topic.
That's always the best part of the show, Jackson, to hear what the listeners have to say. There's always lots of juicy comments and lots of different perspectives. Absolutely,
so stay tuned. For almost a century, film has had a uniquely powerful place within human culture. The narrative and representational and visual aspects of film make it a powerful form of art and expression. But aside from the recreational and visual stimulation that we get from watching movies, they're also a great way to tell a compelling story, whether fiction or reality. Many film critics say that in Africa, the film industry is still young and it's still in its relative infancy, still growing, step by step. But even as it's trying to catch up to its Western counterparts in terms of the technology and creativity, the continent is home to a vibrant movie industry. In Nigeria alone, figures show that hundreds of movies are produced each year for the African and diaspora marketplace. These movies are often of a less production quality compared to their big budget counterparts in Hollywood. But they have still been effective in telling the African urban and rural folklore, the story of Africa. On the other hand, there are still many people who complain that African movies have not helped elevate the African storyline to tell stories other than your typical Nollywood script of a chief and many wives and witchcraft, etc. They complain that these stories further compound some of the existing stereotypes about Africa. African movie makers counter that by saying that such stories are the ones that sell in the African marketplace, and if you're talking about production value, the one to blame for that is the African film consumer themselves. In many cases, do not pay the creative brains behind the movie industry. The truth is, there's almost no enforceable laws against pirating films in many African countries. There's therefore no incentive for these movie producers to put more resources into producing quality, compelling African films. So today on the show, we will look at the evolution of the African film and the African film consumer. What's your preference? Do you watch Western movies or African movies? Let's talk. This is Upfront on the Voice of America.
When I started watching African movies, I feel to be part of it because of the issues and the matters they raise in it and in relation to our beliefs and the traditions.
Yes, I love African movies. In fact, I love everything that is Africa. It proclaims my culture. Not really my culture, but at least it teaches what happens or what is done in African setting. So it highlights on what's really going on in Africa.
I feel in the African movies we lack so many things because some of them are trying to meet up to maybe modern day standards, but still are lacking some aspect of that modern day kind of structure. So it happens that you lose some touch of some of the things you say or do. Up to now, I feel people are not so composed when they are maybe acting.
No time, the bracket today, the planet, the continue. Bitter and poor, they don't know. No time, that's why me, I say, make I and Tori, the thing where they vex me, now the same thing where they vex you, For this world, the good, they die. And for the bad, nothing they survive. See, I don't try, make I ask God why. It can't be like, see, how they waste my time. Oh, yeah, everybody, make una de jolly, Make una throw una hands in the air. If you want to go, to make you go, go there. Without it, some people go scatter your brain. Now this thing where they make me go, This thing where they make me go, I say now this thing where they make me go, This thing where they make me go, Now this thing they make me
follow, eh. Better thing, not the last thing, eh. If you dey hear me, no doubt me, eh. Believe me, that na true story, eh. But lie, everybody know time, eh. See, our name na the bracket, eh. Before, we do dance song, happy day. But now, we don't come out, we only, only, eh. I say, everybody, make una de jolly, yeah. Make una throw una hands in the air. If you want to, good, make you go, go, day. Cause without it, some people go blow off your brain. Now, this thing where they make me go, low, eh. This thing where they make me go low, go low. I say that this thing where they make me go low,
when they make me.
That's
not
the last. I say that this thing where they make me.
In African movie, I would like to see more reality and improved technology in the way they produce their movie, and there should be more lifelike, just like the foreign movies that we watch. So that is just what is lacking. But I think with time, they're going to get to that level.
Not all of African movies. I love films that really talk about what reality is talking about presently, what we are facing. Yeah, I watch those kind of African movies that tell that quite all right.
I'm Dumisani Chirwa, Planta Malawi. In the past, I used to like the Hollywood films.
Those were some more of your views and opinions. Now, since the 60s, African filmmakers have told the African story through a medium that is essentially a Western domain. But today, modern technology has transformed the African movie industry into a multi-million dollar industry, churning out hundreds of movies a year.
In fact, Nadia, in some African countries, sales of local films far outsell those of Hollywood movies. One of the most renowned names in African film is Vitalis Ndwisi, a Nollywood legend. I recently caught up with him as he was promoting his latest movie to the African diaspora market. And we talked about African film, the consumer, and the producer. Ndwisi, how long have you been in the movie business?
I've been around for more than 20 years.
And you started out in movies or plays?
I started out on radio.
Radio.
You know, radio plays, yes.
Okay, radio plays. Mm. Okay. What are your movies mostly about?
Well, just like most of our home videos, you know, it's about family setting, you know, husband and wife, the children, marriages, cultures, and things like that.
Talk to me about the transformation of the film industry in Africa. Like 20 years, what is the difference between a movie that I would have seen 20 years ago and now?
Yeah.
In terms of the storyline, mm-hmm. leave alone the technology, but just the storyline. How has the African film progressed story-wise?
Yeah, there have been a marked improvement in our storyline over the years. You know, but basically, our storyline is just to, you understand, to protect the sanctity of marriage.
Okay.
The sanctity of the
family.
Culture. Yeah, of the family values.
Right.
You understand? Mother, father, the need for them to stay together, you know, and raise children together. Children that will be better citizens tomorrow, that will contribute meaningfully to the society.
Right.
You know, basically, that is what our stories are about. Even though once in a while, you bring about conflict in, you know, in families between husband and wife, maybe father and children, or mother and children. But at the end of the day, we try to resolve such problems, telling people that it's always better for you to resolve your differences in-house for the betterment of the society.
Let me ask you about some of the challenges as a filmmaker and actor yourself.
Yes.
Of doing film in Africa.
Well, one of the challenges, there are so many challenges, you know, facing the filmmaker, the film producer in Africa. First of all is financial constraints. You understand? I understand here in US, a group of producers come together and pull their resources together and make, you understand, a multi-million dollar, you know, film.
Right, or studios give them money.
Or studios give them money to,
right.
You understand. But back home in Africa, in Nigeria, it's a solo effort. Every producer, you know, sources for your fund. You know, maybe you sell your father's land, or if you have anything to sell, even if your father's kingship, you know, you make a movie. And you have to devise ways to distribute your movies and
right.
get your money back.
Right.
You
now the other thing is, you know, you've been in the industry for quite a long time.
Yeah.
If you were a Hollywood actor,
yes,
you would be a multi-millionaire. I know. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you're a comfortable man. You know, having done what you did.
Thank you.
But on an African level, why are our film producers, our artists, mm-hmm. not making money out of their creations, out of their talents?
Yes, one is because of socio-economic environment we found ourselves. In Nigeria, for example, there are a lot of pirates who pirate your
right.
movies and sell and make money and pocket without a dime coming to the producer who invested his money and time.
Right.
If the producer doesn't make his money, the artist doesn't get his money.
Right.
He doesn't get well paid in the first place. You understand? Secondly, is that most African countries don't have regular power supply.
Electricity.
Mm. So if you go and buy a movie, you understand, the movie may lie in your house for weeks or months.
Before you watch it.
When the light comes, eventually you may have forgotten that you bought a movie the other time. You understand? The thing will just, maybe somebody will just come and take it away without your knowing. You understand? Sometimes, you know, hardship, you understand, in most parts of Africa, you know, maybe they don't even have light there at all. When they have light, some people don't even own a television set to start. So the problems are legion.
So the big mystery is then that, knowing what the Nigerian movie industry is right now, your industry produces, when somebody told me that your industry produces movies faster than we produce vitamins here, okay, how are you able to sustain a movie industry when you have a consumer society that is just basically taking things for free most of the time, 80% of the time? How are you able to sustain it?
Well, they say it's a global, you know, village. Then the world is a global village. Our films are very popular here in the U.S., especially among blacks.
Diaspora.
Yes, diaspora. Mm. All over Africa, our films are popular. You understand? East Africa.
So you're able to make money.
Yeah, from all these places.
And that's what is amazing, is that you've been able to take over the African film landscape and the clientele faster than what Hollywood is. It's like the Nigerian movie industry has taken over the African market.
Yes.
And that Hollywood is now competing with you instead of, you know, the other way around.
Yeah. But we have one thing to our advantage. You know, back home in Nigeria, we say if you go to any country, any community, and you don't see a Nigerian, you better get off that place fast.
you have the advantage of the numbers.
Nigerians are practically everywhere in the world. And we have we are businessmen. You know, we are traders. We buy and sell. Mm. So wherever the Igbo man goes, he takes his culture with him, and film is part of the Igbo man's culture.
Let me get Nadia right here in the conversation. Now, Nadia, in the recent years, we've witnessed a great transformation in the African film industry and a growing appreciation among many African audiences for their local films.
That's right, Jackson. And of course, we've won an Oscar with the South African film Tsotsi. That was a great, great moment for South Africa. Everybody was celebrating. There was so much hope riding on it. And it was just a lovely feeling for South Africa and for Africa as a whole to have made it, to have made that breakthrough. Also, of course, local actress, I wouldn't really call her local actress, but who hails from Benoni, Charlize Theron. That's beautiful to see African filmmakers and African films getting out there onto the global stage and having our stories told. I love the fact that it's telling African stories. That's the important thing.
But I also love the fact that people are beginning to appreciate them, and you know, by appreciating them, that means they are consuming, they are paying, and that they'll give incentive to more filmmakers to get out there and tell the African experience through film.
Octopus number 9,
baby.
Dili. Hello. Kumbe huku ni matanga.
Itabidi wasanii waanze kujipanga.
Drama queen of topizo ni kupanga.
Tunakata shingo ndio hakuna ujanja.
Lego.
YGBA black out like Eminem.
Yes.
Number 9 stand out cause I'm in the fame.
Bass.
Don't shout, I'm in the game.
Yeah.
Brand new car, silos, lines, car, grain, heavyweight, car, kilos, but on air, car, plane, Cadbury's, car, million, and I run through vents, juke. Rap, billa, mini, car, jungle, billa, simba.
Yeah.
Month, niki, flow, car, dem, billa, mimba. Niti, ni dawa, baby, liza, loliando.
Yeah.
Up, da, for bag, mural, na, kiondo. The rap, punguza, bass, eka, tremble. Mind, in, dio, staple,
yeah.
Ugali, jia, table. Long live the king, niko, connected, kama, cable. Young, gifted, and black. Like a 8 ball for pool table. Too many men, not enough balls. Number 9, baby, I got 8 balls.
Until early morning, this is our rolling. Uptown, downtown calling. The name of our on. Until early morning, this is our rolling. Uptown, downtown calling.
I'm a queen. Up to piece number 9,
baby.
Dilly, there you go.
Oh yeah, I admire African movies because at least at times they educate us to understand our culture, so we know the do's and don'ts. To me, African movies are so important to me.
I like the way African characters, Africans are able to come out and act in a way in which I enjoy the movie. So Nigerian movies are much better than other African movies I watch. They seem to show a level of development in Africa, and I just love Nigerian movies.
For the first time, you find that a black country is telling the story of the black man, whether he's in Africa or whether he's in the UK or in the United States or the Caribbean, wherever. It is just the story of the black man. It also goes to show that we have stories.
Rap, I got money. Uh-oh. Rap, I got money. Rap, I got money.
Kwame Ofori Asante.
Kwame Asante Ofori.
I see, I see. Kwame Asante Ofori, a graduate of Kwame Nkrumah University of Science and Technology. He's also very interested in things of design and entertainment. So be the best person to have a discussion about African film industry, specifically in Ghana, his home country. So I'm going to start off by asking you, how would you describe the Ghanaian film industry?
Now, with the Ghanaian film industry, I nearly said music industry. With the Ghanaian film industry, I would say it's quite vibrant right now. And we have a lot of similarities with that of the Nigerian film industry.
Do you have your own little Nollywood? What do you call it? Ghanawood?
They call it a Gallywood or something. I think it's silly because I don't see why we should have the whole wood and wood. You know,
it doesn't have to be wood. Exactly. Can you be original? Come up with something original. Oh, so I know in Rwanda they have Hollywood, and in India there's Bollywood. Nigeria, Nollywood, and I think these are all variations of Hollywood.
I had this argument with a friend. I was like, we have this this word Ekuyaba, which stands for fertility, the fertility goddess, or it's a doll where if you're a kid, a young girl, they put behind you to carry around in the belief that as you grow with it,
it will give you the powers to give reproduce. Birth. Right.
You can have our Gallywood called Ekuyaba. Simple, short, a fertile industry which would grow.
Oh, wait a minute.
Over time.
So you were telling people, I thought you were using that as a metaphor for something else, but you wanted to be called Ekuyaba.
It was an example. Okay. I was actually arguing with a friend.
So you've had a conversation about how you should call
Gallywood. Gallywood just sucks.
So it's actually Gallywood.
It's Gallywood. G H A L L Y Wood.
Who are some of the major players in Gallywood? Any productions that we might know about?
Funny thing, in Ghana, it's almost like divided into two. We have Kumawood.
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 Now, Kumawood, like from Kumasi.
Thank you very much.
See, I know my Ghanaian geography. Okay.
We have Kumawood, where we have the local set movies, where there's a lot of local language.
Production, right.
Yeah, so we have
And these devolved from the local plays, right? Like local theater. And because that's how in most East Africa, the Hollywood of you know, the film industry evolved from local theater, and then they introduced cameras and they realized, you know, you could actually have a story made on film.
Something like that. I think it's evolved. I can trace it back to the 1990s where we had local theater, and then it came on screen, and now we have local language movies.
So you we're talking about the difference between two, the Kumasi Wood, Kumawood, and the Gallywood. So Gallywood is like the father of
Gallywood is like the father
And then Kuma Wood is like a prodigal daughter.
Because yeah. it doesn't want anything to do with
the English, because they think the English people are bougie, yeah. And they don't want to work with anyone but themselves, and you know.
And when we come back, we'll talk about who makes more money. Those who make local movies for local industry, or those making movies for the international market. So Kwame, who makes more money? The local industry or those who make for the international market?
Irony is, people from Kumawood who are making the local movies are actually making more money and actually selling more movies internationally.
Oh, internationally?
Yeah.
To the diaspora.
Thank you very much.
Because if you're in the US and you want to watch a Ghanaian movie, you don't want to see an English production.
I want to see my typical tree people,
hometown, yes.
You know. And that's the irony of it all. So what's happening is the people from Gollywood who are making, let me say, Palm Door type of movies. Okay, they are doing the whole premieres and making it look classy.
So there's more
English.
Money, there's corporate backing in it.
Thank you very
who
much.
Who are they making the films for, though? For the more urban class?
Yeah, you could see that they are making those kind of movies for Ghanaians who, let me say, the elites, educated elites, and Ghanaians, a few Ghanaians in the diaspora who want to see how far our movie industry has grown. And yeah, foreigners who don't really
but
get
that. But that's interesting that the smarter filmmakers have realized that there's a bigger marketplace in the non-elite. It's a bigger segment of the market that they're making the movies for them, and they're making money off of it.
Ah.
So the question is, why would you even be making a product for a very small market segment? Is there hope that maybe they can translate that into Hollywood credibility?
Thank you very much. You just hit the nail right on the head, because I think it's a healthy balance, but in an unhealthy way. Meaning, fine, they are trying to make movies that would gain Hollywood credibility, because I think one or two of our local Gollywood actors have been transferred to Hollywood and are working. David Donto.
Transitioned to do the Hollywood market.
Yeah, it was a feature, just a small feature, which was good.
What is the production quality on those ones? Because I honestly feel that the problem with our filmmakers that say, these people are used to not having quality stuff, so we'll make a mediocre produced movie, so long as it has a very specific plot on very specific topics like witchcraft, like many wives.
You know your African people very well. With the local dialect movies, it's rather unfortunate. They actually carry the true nature of the true African, but then the production sucks. It's rather unfortunate, really bad. Some of them have very bad production, very bad subtitles, very bad costume. But I think they hold our culture, sort of. Not entirely. Sometimes they really go extravagant and dramatize too much, but they really contain how the normal, everyday, rural Ghanaian looks like. The elite movie, on the other side, would portray the urban Ghanaian, the Ghanaian who travels a lot, the Ghanaian who...
The more cosmopolitan
Ghanaian. But they sometimes will do it too much. So if there could be a bridge where the elitist
balance.
Movie houses go down there and then, you know, help out the Kumawood people, the people who do the local movies, at least show them that, okay, this production, you can do it this way to tell a story better.
How many Ghanaian movies have you watched?
Quite a number.
A number. Yeah. Okay, so here's the most important question of all is, how many of you have you actually bought with your own money?
Nope. Personally. No, don't do that. Viewers, don't
We're
pay any
to
mind
the root
to
of the problem here. Okay?
No, listen. Personally, I do not enjoy local movies that are produced for the masses.
We're not talking about the quality. We're talking of the fact that you've actually watched a whole bunch of them. How many have
you
actually
Do you know how I watch them? When I used to go back to school, when I was in Kwame Nkrumah University, in Kumasi, you pick a bus and as entertainment will show you a movie.
Oh.
Yes. That's why I've watched most of them.
Barry Bonders. Starboy. Them say them bad, but I swear them do nothing.
Tari Iwi is a student here in Washington, D.C. She's originally from Nigeria, doing her studies in media, also a TV producer. We talked about how new technology has impacted the African filmmaking landscape.
The movie industry in Nigeria, which is Nollywood, it's really, really booming. Yeah, there's so much going on there, and they've grown over time. Yeah, and right now they're beginning to produce high-quality movies. Yeah, and we've gone international.
You don't just produce for the local market.
Yes, we don't just, exactly. We've gone international, and we have locations internationally also. So we don't shoot only in Nigeria, we shoot outside of Nigeria too.
Now, I've been told that it's very common to be walking through the streets of Lagos and you find somebody shooting a movie. Is that true?
Right. Lagos is more like the hub of Nollywood. Mm. So they use Lagos as one of their major locations. Yeah, so you could be fortunate to even be in a movie just by being in Lagos.
Filmmakers can make a movie as quick as a week, which is a record for Hollywood or other movie industry standards.
That's one of the most fascinating things about Nollywood. We do things like once something is out or there's this story out there, before you can say Jack Robinson, the movie is out for that story. So, I mean, I really commend them for that.
What is the hype usually about the movies? Do you have, here when, say, Superman or Spider-Man or these big blockbuster movies are coming out, is that hype around the movie? Is there advertisement for a movie that is coming up?
Yeah, there are advertisements. We have movie trailers. Yeah, but the hype, it's not really there as such. There are like 1,000,001 movies coming out all at the same time. So which one do you want to focus on?
I know you guys like to watch movies, right?
Yeah.
You understand it takes money to make these movies.
Right.
Do you ever pay for these movies?
Well, to be very sincere with you, I've just been to the cinema once to watch a Nollywood movie. Mm. But Nollywood movies are online. You can get them on YouTube. You can get them free.
So the question is, how do these people make their money then? What is the incentive for making a movie, for putting all this money into something that you're not going to make money from?
I mean, they used to make a whole lot of money before this time, where people had to rent the movies and all that. But right now, I think they make their money through cinema and showing in cinema.
So do you feel new technology has helped or hindered Nollywood film industry?
I think it has hindered it. Yeah, because in those days, a lot of people made money. Even the people that used to rent the movies, they make money. But now they don't really rent movies anymore. So I think technology has done more harm than good to Nollywood.
Upwards on the Voice of America. Issues affecting your daily lives.
Thank you very much for listening to Upfront on the Voice of America. I would like to thank my co-host Nadia Sam in Johannesburg, South Africa. It was another great show. We would also like to thank all our listeners who contributed to the show this time around. And if you have any questions or comments or want to contribute to the show in future, remember to send us an email at upfront@voanews.com. If you want to connect with me on Twitter, my handle is @UpfrontAfrica. Let's connect again next week, right here, same time. On behalf of my colleague Nadia Sami, my name is Jackson Vunganyi. Goodbye.